A Prayer for Walking in the Unknown by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. The unknown isn't a season that any of us enjoy. It causes us to look deep inside ourselves and examine our faith. We wrestle with questions that look a lot like these. Do I really trust what God is doing? Do I really trust that He knows how to handle this? I believe these are natural things to ask when we're suddenly in the fire. Here we suddenly see we have little to no control over what's ahead of us. If you're like me, you've asked these questions, not because you doubt who God is, but because your heart is so heavy from what's taking place. The question I typically ask is, do I really trust what God is doing? I know God is good, but I know God's version of good and my version of good can look drastically different. Which will I turn toward, God's goodness or mine? As my husband and I have been journeying through an issue with eye health, I've had to continue refocusing on Jesus. I have to remember that God is good, and I can trust what He's doing while we're in limbo of things being either completely fine or something serious. Your season of unknown may not be a medical diagnosis, but I'm certain whatever it is, it's been one that's left you questioning God. I'm sure you've also had to refocus your heart and mind on the truth that God is good. One of my friends shared Isaiah 41:10 with me while we've been in this season of the unknown. She prompted me to place my husband's name in the place of your in this scripture. This was powerful. It was in this conversation that I was reminded why we must pray God's word back to Him. While there isn't much clarity in the season of the unknown, I believe when we begin to cry out to God through His word, we begin to get heavenly clarity in our hearts. And that clarity results in His peace. Peace and unknowns don't seem like they should go together. But what if these two things are exactly what God uses so we can sense His presence in a supernatural way? Only He can turn unknowns into holy ground. And I've watched Him turn this season into holy ground for us. It's caused me to pray aloud over my husband more than ever before. We've reached out for prayer to our whole church community in a way we've not done before. We've called friends to pray in very specific ways, and we've seen God move in detailed ways, ways that, without this circumstance, we never would have seen or experienced. God desires this same thing for you. He wants to take the unknowns in your life and turn them into holy ground. He wants to turn them into seasons where you learn more about Him and His deep love for you. Pray with me. Lord, today as we walk through the seasons of the unknown, help us to see You. God, encourage my heart with the truth of Your word. You are with me. I am Yours. You will strengthen me. You will help me, and You will hold me. Jesus, as I look at my circumstances, help me to be overcome with Your peace. Blanket my family in Your protection, and please give us discernment as we journey this out, with You leading the way. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.